Good morning. Our question today is that somebody has a sukkah that stands all year long. So during sukkahs, he uses that as a sukkah, and the rest of the time it just stands there. Maybe he goes in, maybe he doesn't, but he doesn't use it for living purposes. More common would be somebody who has a pergola. Pergola was put up as a sukkah for sukkahs. It was put up specifically. We're going to use it for sukkahs, and the beams on top or has bamboo on top, and that stays there all year. So either bamboo or kosher schach, it could be wood that is formed in the proper way and put on top of the sukkah in the proper way, that it's used as schach. Does he have to do something the next year, and the next year, and the next year to the schach? Does he have to lift up all the schach? Does he have to lift up part of the schach? Does he have to replace the schach? Or can he do nothing? Ultimately, that's going to be our question. We'll get to it shortly, but we're going to take a little bit of a detour, a little bit, talking about, how about this here? You put up a new sukkah, but you put it up a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and what was your intention on putting up that sukkah? So we're going to start with the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Reish Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, who says as follows, sukkah yeshana, literally an old sukkah. And now the Shulchan Aruch will describe, what is this sukkah yeshana? So it was built more than 30 days before Sukkot. So if it's more than 30 days, that's called an old sukkah. If it's within 30 days, that is a new sukkah, proper sukkah. In any case, even if it was built more than 30 days ago, kshera, it is kosher, you can sit in it, but what you have to do is, literally you have to innovate something, something chadash, you have to do something new with it, for the purpose of sitting in the sukkah. So at a minimum, the Shulchan Aruch continues that you have to do, lift up, for example, or add, even as minimum, as little as a tefach by a tefach, that would suffice. That's a tiny amount of the schach. Either put new schach on, or if you put all the schach already more than 30 days ago, just lift up a small area of a tefach by a tefach, that's a hand breadth by a hand breadth, lift it up, and you are done. So far where we are is, if that sukkah is a sukkah yeshana, you built it more than 30 days ago, within those 30 days before sukkahs, lift up a small area or put on nusach a small area, that's it. But if it's within 30 days, then you're good to go. Now the Mishnah Brura effectively says that when it comes to this chidush, adding on, either in the schach itself, put on nusach, or the same thing would apply, just lift up a small area. So the Piskei Teshuvos adds on as follows. As the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol ze sha'asam kodem l'shloshim yom, it's this concept here is when you have the sukkah yeshana that you require to be mechadish, something to innovate something, you built in more than 30 days, shelo l'shem chag. That is talking about when you built that sukkah, but you didn't have it in mind that you were building it for the purpose of the chag. Elo l'shem tzel, I just built it. I built what's a quote-unquote sukkah, but my intention more than 30 days ago was to build it to have shade. The kids were playing, they needed shade, it was hot out, so I built them this hut. You built a hut for shade purposes. If it's more than 30 days ago, that's when you need to innovate something. However, if you built it even more than 30 days ago, but intending to use it as a sukkah, that was my intention, 30 days ago, 60 days ago, afila mitchila sashan, even if it's a long time ago, it's from the beginning of the year. It's not talking about this year, because Rosh Hashanah is fewer than 30 days before Sukkot. So it's talking about, even if you built it a long time ago, it would still be kosher. The Bach and the Birkei Yosef, they are of the view, she'af imasa'a l'shem chag, even if you made it, it's more than 30 days ago, even if you had in mind that you were going to be sitting it as a sukkah, so you had in mind that you're going to do the mitzvah with this, if it's more than 30 days ago, you still have to make a chiddush in it. So you still have to make an innovation in it, either put on nusach, a tefach by a tefach, or lift up an area tefach by tefach. So that is the view of the Bach and the Birkei Yosef. Okay, that's where we are so far. Where we are is, if it's more than 30 days ago, we have a machlokes. One shita is, if it's more than 30 days ago, but you built it l'shem chag, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to even lift up a tefach by a tefach. However, the Bach and Birkei Yosef say, more than 30 days ago, even l'shem chag, you still have to lift up a little area. So now we're going to get into the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan comes as follows and says, in his view, that how about the next year? Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah first. Before we get to the Orach HaShem, we can go to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Shimasa Kodem Sukkos Ve'omedes Kol HaShana Ad Sukkos Haba. What happens now the next year? We talked about you built it 30 days, more than 30 days, you have to be Mechadesh something or not. But how about if we say we're going to leave that Sukkah up? That was the first year that passed. We just use it now for Sukkos. I'm going to leave it up until next Sukkos. What happens then? So now the Mishnah Berurah says that if you made it before Sukkos, and you continued, I'm going to keep it till the next Sukkos, so Omed Kol HaShana Ad Sukkos Haba, Afi Masa B'Tchila L'Shem Chag, in this circumstance, even if you made it for the purpose of the Chag, for Sukkos, but you made it for last Sukkos, what do you have to do for the next Sukkos? Kevan She'avar HaChag, because you already used it for one Sukkos, B'Teila HaAsiya, we basically nullify the building that you made it for the proper purpose. That was kosher for the last Sukkos. But how about for this coming Sukkos? V'alkein tzorich l'chadesh ba'davar. You have to be mechadesh something. So even though that first Sukkos, we can say that there is an opinion that says that even though it's more than 30 days, but because you made it for the proper intention, you made it for Sukkos purposes, you don't have to be mechadesh anything, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now that Sukkos has passed, and I'm looking forward to the next Sukkos, that's nullified. This coming Sukkos, I'm going to have to be mechadesh something. And the next Sukkos, I'm going to be a mechadesh something. And the next Sukkos, even if it was all made originally for L'Shem HaChag, comes the Orach HaShulchan with a major kula, and he says that even if that first Sukkos, it was made more than 30 days, but you made it L'Shem Chag, because originally when that Sukkah was made for the purpose of sitting as a Sukkah, Ein Otzarech L'Chadesh, you don't have to innovate anything in the next year, and the next year, and the next year. As long as it was made initially with the proper intention, that was the Shem Chag, and as long as you don't use it as a base dira, as long as during the year you don't use it for living purposes, there's no new additional annual requirement to do anything to that Schach according to the Orach HaShulchan. You can sit in it as a Sukkah year after year after year without doing anything. Now, the Maisa, we indeed should be machmir for the Shita, that we should mechadesh something, that we should innovate something. And this would apply anyone with a pargola, anyone with a Sukkah, that the Schach stays there year on year out. The ideal would be that we lift up a tefach by a tefach, or put new schach a tefach by a tefach, but we still have the Orach HaShulchan that says you don't have to do anything. Accordingly, bidi avad, if that happened and somebody didn't do anything, for example, you're invited to somebody's sukkah and you're eating there and you find out they didn't do anything since last year, we would still have the Orach HaShulchan to rely on, that because that sukkah, assuming that sukkah was made with the proper intentions, then there would be no further obligation based on this Orach HaShulchan to make any changes, any innovation to that schach. You did it right the first time, that can stay forever according to the Orach HaShulchan without any changes. But again, the proper thing to do is like the other shita, like the Mishnah Berurah brings down, although the Mishnah Berurah brings other opinions on this in a different place. But in any case, that would be the proper thing to do, is each and every year to lift up a tefach by a tefach of that schach to fulfill all of the opinions. Have a wonderful day.